We begin with the news that President Trump and Kim Jong-un are to meet again in late February. The White House made the announcement of a second summit after President Trump had met North Korea's chief nuclear negotiator, Kim Jong-chol, in Washington. Our correspondent in Washington, Barbara Plett-Usher, told me what happened on Friday that led up to the diplomatic breakthrough.
Kim Jong-chol, the North Korean envoy, met first of all with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to talk about his offer, presumably from Kim Jong-un. He was thought to be carrying a personal letter to Mr. Trump to lay the groundwork for having a second summit. They had a meeting of about half an hour, 45 minutes, and then they went over to the White House, and there they had a much longer meeting, an hour and a half, 90 minutes. Kim Jong-chol was in the Oval Office speaking to Mr. Trump. And after that, they came out and the White House spokesperson announced that, yes, the summit was on. It would take place near the end of February. She didn't mention the location, although multiple reports have said it would be Vietnam. She also didn't say anything about how this summit might break the deadlock in negotiations, which have persisted since the two leaders met last in June.
Yeah, relations have soured quite a bit since that meeting last year back in June. You mentioned a letter that was handed to President Trump. What can we assume was in that letter that might have sort of dislodged this logjam?
You know, it's difficult to say. We've had no information about what was in it, and it's not even been confirmed that a letter was actually delivered, although it was widely reported he was carrying one. And there's no sign that the differences between the two have narrowed. So it's difficult to say. And these differences are, of course, that the Americans want the denuclearization, the dismantlement of nuclear weapons up front before any sanctions relief. Kim Jong-un says, no, we need to do this in phases. We need to get some sanctions relief now because I've already taken certain steps in terms of stopping missile tests and so on. And he wasn't, it seems, getting anywhere with Mr. Trump's emissaries, including Mr. Pompeo, who held the line on that. So it seems he wants to speak to the top man. What he has said in order to convince this to go ahead is not clear. But we also know that Mr. Trump really, really wanted this summit. So I think it was probably he was ready to say yes, if at all possible. He has talked about Mr. Kim being a good friend of his. He has an enormous self-belief in terms of his abilities to get things done once they're in the same room. And so I think that was probably a factor in this as well.
Barbara Plett-Usher in Washington.